You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The paper stocks have been seeing a fair bit of buying interest. The share price of Andhra Paper has zoomed over 20% in the last 5 days, whereas for Seshaya Paper and Boards and West Coast Paper Mills, it has grown over 17% and 14% respectively over the same period. Among other paper stocks, JK Paper added 8.73%, Orient Paper and Industries added 10.24%, Tamil Nadu Newsprint and Papers added 8.50%, and Emami Paper Mills added 7.46% in the last 5 days. Up next, on the sidelines of the G20 summit, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the US President Joe Biden have a bilateral meeting and issues related to trade, procurement of 31 MQ-9B armed drones, jet engines, cutting-edge technology and civil and nuclear liability agreement will be discussed. Top sources confirmed to FE online that the two leaders are expected to review the progress made on the high-tech cooperation under the initiative on critical and emerging technology, building upon the announcements made during Modi's previous visit to Washington, D.C. in June. Beyond these economic and technological matters, the meeting provides a platform for the two leaders to address pressing global concerns. These include discussions about the situation in Ukraine, the US-China relations, and the complexities of India-China relations, particularly along the LAC. Moving on, Microsoft researchers have recently discovered of a network of purportedly Chinese-controlled fake social media accounts that employed artificial intelligence to influence US voters. A Chinese embassy spokesperson in Washington dismissed the allegations, describing them as prejudice and malicious speculation, and emphasized China's commitment to the responsible use of AI. According to Microsoft's new research report, these social media accounts were part of a suspected Chinese information operation, bearing similarities to activities attributed by the US Department of Justice to an elite group within China's Ministry of Public Security. While the specific social media platforms affected were not named, the report included screenshots of posts that appeared to be from Facebook and X. In other developments, billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries has begun exploring a foray into semiconductor manufacturing, a move that could address its supply chain needs and cater to growing chip demand in India, two people familiar with its strategy said. The telecoms to energy conglomerate, encouraged by the Indian government, has held early stage talks with foreign chip makers that have the potential to become technology partners, said one of the people who has direct knowledge of the plans. The names of the foreign chip makers could not be immediately learned. The sources were not authorized to speak to media and declined to be identified. Reliance, whose interest in making semiconductors has not been previously reported, did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Meanwhile, Global FinTech Fest 2023 concluded on Thursday and will host the fifth edition on October 8, 10, 2024. The three-day conference brought together on one platform policymakers, regulators, bankers, industry captains, academicians, and professionals of the fintech landscape from all over the world. Besides discussions around a range of topics, GFF 2023 hosted an exhibition, investment pitches, masterclasses, and workshops. The event hosted 900 speakers from 30-plus countries, regulatory dignitaries from 100-plus countries, 300-plus exhibitors, 300-plus investors, 100-plus product launches, release of 80-plus white papers, launch of 22 thought leadership reports, 3 hackathons, and a footfall of 65,000 delegates from 100-plus countries, the organizers informed. In other news, IndiGo Airlines is set to launch direct flight connectivity between Delhi and Arunachal Pradesh. The move aims at boosting the accessibility within the country and thereby promoting ease of travel by offering additional flight options. The new flight connecting the northeastern state with the national capital will commence from October 2, 2023. This is going to be the direct flight between Delhi and Itanagar. Presently, the carrier operates 2 direct flights from Itanagar's Doni Apollo Airport. These are Itanagar to Mumbai and Itanagar to Kolkata. Both of these flights commenced operations from the airport on November 28, 2022. From Delhi, flight number 6C5927 will depart at 9:10 hours and will reach Holongi at 1200 hours. Lastly, Jio Platforms Limited on Friday announced its plans to build a state-of-the-art cloud-based AI compute infrastructure to accelerate India's position as a growing force in artificial intelligence, in collaboration with NVIDIA. The new infrastructure will speed up a range of India's key initiatives and AI projects, including AI chatbots, drug discovery, climate research, and more. Per the terms of the collaboration, Vaidya will provide Jio with end-to-end AI supercomputer technologies, including CPU, GPU, networking, and AI operating systems and frameworks for building the most advanced AI models. Jio will manage and maintain the AI cloud infrastructure and oversee customer engagement and access. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.